RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. 12 jurors and 6 alternates have been selected for former President Trump's hush money case. The former president speaking to reporters outside the courtroom.
We just had another hearing, and the trial starts on Monday, which is long before a lot of people thought. The judge wants us to go as fast as possible.
An appeals court rejected a defense motion to delay because they say jury selection was rushed. The UAW's drive to expand its reach to non-union factories across the South gets a key test tonight when workers at a VW plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, finish voting whether to join the union. The White House says it will restrict oil and gas leases in 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve in order to protect wildlife threatened as the Arctic continues to warm. The oil industry's top lobbying group says that decision is, in its words, misguided. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More remains found yesterday are thought to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department says they were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee. Maxwell Anderson is charged with Chardae Robinson's death. Renewable energy projects are getting a boost with tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says there are more opportunities now than ever.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
The tax credits could help since polling shows Americans are cautious about making big investments because of inflation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Noah's Ark Water Park in Wisconsin Dells holds the claim to being America's largest water park and now has officially been named the best outdoor water park by Newsweek. The Newsweek Award recognizes Noah's Ark as the premier destination for water park thrills. Noah's Ark has become a destination by elevating its dining experience with new food and drink options. This summer, the water park will introduce 2 new food stands, including Paradise Funnel Cake and the ultimate Wisconsin favorite, a new cheese stand serving up all things cheese, including mozzarella triangles, cheese curds, and more. Noah's Ark stands as the ultimate destination for aquatic excitement with over 50 water attractions, including 2 wave pools, lazy rivers, zip lines, and multiple water slide experiences. Opening day for the 2024 season will be Saturday, May 25th. For more information on Noah's Ark Water Park's 2024 season, new attractions, and to purchase season passes, visit noahsarkwaterpark.com. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Another Badger leaving Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, just hours after we told you that guard A.J. Storr was leaving Wisconsin to play for Kansas, another Badgers basketball player has entered the transfer portal. It's guard Chucky Hepburn. That's 2 starters in 2 days, leaving coach Greg Gard's program. Marquette introduced their new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuegra is a former Marquette assistant.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do. But ultimately, for me, it is a vehicle to help me help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers Sunday night, game 1 of their playoff series. No new updates on Giannis or Damian Lillard.
I hate to tell you this. I didn't even ask today. I didn't ask about Dame today. Troy comes in and tells me who's practicing. And I said, we can talk about that later. I need to get to the practice plan.
That's head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy overnight. Freeze warning with a low in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds and a high near 50 tomorrow. Sunny and around 60 Sunday. A chance of rain into Monday. Increasing clouds, breezy and warmer with a high in the mid-60s. Right now it's 48.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time live from Governor Nelson State Park as we talk to Tia Nelson, the daughter of the late, great governor of Wisconsin who created Earth Day, right here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome Friday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number 855-752-4842. Yeah. It's Friday. What do we say? TG, thank God it's Friday on Busted Pencils. TGIFBP is what we're doing here. It is, yeah, Friday. What a week. Lots of great content. Particularly though, Teacher Hallie from Educators Amplified. Check it out on the Twitter feed. You can see her short reel really nails a quote 14 years after Act 10 DPI releases a report of the woeful state in teaching. And as Teacher Hallie points out, pay and work-life balance were cited as issues challenging teachers. And as Hallie put it out there, oh, thanks for reminding us women that we have to learn how to take care of ourselves better. Anya, you heard that quote, right?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I heard that quote, I thought that is such a good promo. That's such a good encapsulation of not just the thoughts I had on it, but also just sort of like it just made me realize feelings I had about it that I didn't even know I had. So she's just so good like that.
Yeah, she nailed it. So check that out. It's a great one. Check out the whole episode, actually. We look at that whole report 14 years after Act 10. The woeful state of teaching in Wisconsin. In other words, teacher exodus. Yeah, I know some people still like to call it a teacher shortage. It's really a teacher exodus, though. You know, people can't get in there. Text came in, Cam from Nina. Hey, guys, I heard on one of your show promos something about you guys saying you submit students' work through tools to check if they use AI. Did I understand that correctly? There are tools out there, Cam. In fact, we were doing a show the other day, and we were checking on the trending news and the amount of AI generated papers that are being handed in across the country. One of the software companies that has been, you know, leading the way in the fight against plagiarism, Turnitin.com. Turnitin declares or claims that they have an AI detection. So in other words, if you're a teacher and your student turns in a paper and you think there's no way they wrote this, I think AI did it. You feed this into Turnitin and Turnitin says, yeah, that was AI generated. No, it wasn't AI generated. We pointed out though, Cam, the problem with that is that Turnitin, when it's just checking for plagiarism, not AI, has some problems with false positives or identifying plagiarism when it's not. And it's a real crapshoot to see if there is truly software out there that can truly detect AI. As Johnny was saying, probably the best AI detector are the teachers themselves who actually get to know their students, learn how they write, understand the styles that their students write in. And then all of a sudden, one day when they turn in something that sounds like, hey, this doesn't sound like you wrote this, there's a good chance it was either old school, their sister or their mom wrote it, or AI wrote it. But going for software to check for AI, actually, it's a pretty high false positive rate using that. Because the reality is that actually, when you're using AI to generate compositions, it's really, it's not in a plagiarism realm. And so it isn't. It's an original thing. And we've talked about this with some of the problems with AI. If students are using AI, is it plagiarism? Well, technically, it is original material. Now, we've had some people say, but where did that original material stem from? It had to have come from somewhere. It came from the, you know, Mr. or Mrs. AI. No, actually, it came from all of the papers and all of the text that it read prior to this. So is it potentially plagiarizing all of the learning languages that went into getting the ChatGPT or, well, not even Bard now, Gemini, any of those, to be able to spit out text? Is it plagiarism? Because actually the only way they could generate their own text is if they learned off of other people's text. So they're not actually creating anything original. They're just repeating lots of things that it's been fed into there. Oh, no. So, Cam, you opened it up. You opened up that can of worms or whatever you want to call it. Can we use AI detection? There are some softwares out there claiming. Turnitin is claiming. And in fact, in the article from the K-12 Dive, if you want to go check that back out, K-12 Dive AI, how many students are using it, they do have some statistics. And it's, actually millions of times students have been using AI to write. The reality of that, though, is that we said it depends on, can the teacher help you have the students use AI to generate ideas? Can they use AI to help sort through lots of information? If we're talking about, though, the reality of going, I'm going to catch those kids using AI, that should be the last thing you're really worried about at this point. You're not going to stop it. They're already using it. The answer is yes, they're using it. The best thing a great teacher can do right now is figure out how to take AI, the tool, and use it best as a learning opportunity for our students. And from Cam, that's a relief to hear. Thank you so much for elaborating. You were worried that you guys were recommending software based off of the promo. No. We would not recommend software. We haven't been bought and paid for yet, Cam. But Anya, you got a little laugh look on there.
Bought and paid for by any software companies. No, of course not.
Not yet. But hey, we like sponsors. You know, in fact, yeah, April 30th, keep your calendars marked. Little promo there, right there. April 30th, Minocqua Brewing Tap Room in Madison. Johnny, Tim, Anya, live Busted Pencils. Yeah, you heard it here first. We're going to be there live from the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room. More information on that to come, though. Oh, and so it is one of these nights, and you guys are saying, like, where's Johnny? What the heck is Johnny doing? Johnny Lupinacci. Where is our friend Johnny? Johnny has, had to make it truly Johnny Lupinacci. Are you on the telephone calling in? You are you old school, my friend?
Tim, I'm as old school as it gets, but I guess this is more new school than old school. Stuck in some traffic, man. Had to shoot over to the other side of the state for some stuff and, try to get back in time for today's show. But I'll tell you what, traffic would have me in different situations. So, yeah, calling from the car because, man, I can't miss Friday wrap-up. I mean, come on.
Oh, man. I appreciate that, dude. Well, I don't know if you heard that. Cam from Nina texted us, wanted to know if we were endorsing AI detection software. He had thought he had heard that, and I had said, no, we're not endorsing any AI software. We had done a story about turn it in the software company used for plagiarism and the fact that they were being cited as an AI detection. But no, we are not endorsing any software, any learning materials. The only thing right now, I told Johnny, I said, you know, Minocqua Brewing Company, Tap Room, Madison, April 30th, Tim, Johnny, Anya, we'll be there, live Busted Pencils. I gave him a little sneak peek on that, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, man, I can't wait. I mean, that's not too far off, a couple Tuesdays out. And you know what? We'll be at the Minocqua Brew with all the good people there in Madison and probably some good friends from the Walk, too, huh? Milwaukee.
Oh, folks, yeah.
Going to come out.
Yeah, you know it. You know,
so that'll be great.
Hey, and I want to, you know, buses from all corners of Wisconsin, bring them on, load them up, bring them over. Hey, Chicago Teachers Union people, if you're down there listening in the Chicago listening area too, come on up. Everybody's invited. Busted Pencils, we love to have a party. Johnny, so check it out, though. I gave you the news here. It's very reassuring to now know. I mean, Florida has been leading the way, everything education, it seems like, for the last 3 years. And give it to Governor DeSantis again. He's just signed a bill that will mandate the teaching of communism in K-12 schools in Florida. Yeah, yes, mandating the teaching of communism. And anybody's going like, what the heck happened to DeSantis? DeSantis became an advocate of communism? No, 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 Johnny. K-12 students in Florida will be taught the evils of communism because, you know, there's been a lot of encroachment of the communist thinking and tinkering around, I guess, in Florida. I don't know, Johnny, what do you think? You know, Florida, are they on the cutting edge here or what?
Well, no, but you know what I love about Florida is DeSantis can't get out of his own way, because this is a hilarious one, man. I mean, you sent me that article this week and I chuckled and I thought, oh, here we go. And, you know, if listeners are fouled, you know, I'm not a big fan of Marxism. I know a lot of people who are public ed supporters and a lot of especially professors and critical folks. I mean, they love the Marxist stuff. But I'll tell you, if there's one thing I can't stand, Tim, it's a dictatorship. And, you know, every book I read of Marx called for a dictatorship of the proletariat. So this will be interesting because, you know, DeSantis is essentially saying he wants people to learn about the evils of communism, but really what he's talking about is he wants young people to be afraid of something that mm-hmm. they have no need to be afraid of. Communism is not something that's a threat. Centralized leadership in the form of dictatorship, now it is. So, man, I would love to be teaching this in schools because it's great in a sense of, hey, whether we're, you know, calling it a communist state or not, any dictatorship has not been one very good. You know, this idea of like one person in charge telling everybody what to do, you know, and I know I'm giving a hard line to the Marxists and they're probably just, you know, furious with me about this. But the idea here is like, I love a lot of the things, you know, Marx and Engels had to say about labor organizing, about, I love the idea of, you know, a true democracy, which when I read most of the, you know, the Communist Manifesto, I read a lot about really great ideas that I think some countries have implemented as socialism. And so that is not a communist state. So I get excited about that part, and I know that's the opposite of what DeSantis wants.
It's the opposite, Johnny Lupinacci. Yeah, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Yeah, communism, the threat, the evilness in Florida, you will be aware. We'll talk a little bit, though, too. Government, communism, socialism, fascism. It's Busted Pencils, Friday night.
News from the center, WRCE.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Yeah, it's Busted Pencils. It's, thank goodness it's Friday on Busted Pencils. Johnny Lupinacci stuck in traffic in the car. Colin, though, dedication to the show. Johnny, though, we're going to talk a little bit more about this communism, but I do want to read this because it sounds to me, you know, from Diane Ravitch, you guys are thinking up the same. Diane puts in her blog, in Florida, it is never too soon to learn about the dangers of communism. Governor DeSantis just signed a bill to teach about communism in schools from K-12. Diane has some questions, though. Number one, will students learn about the dangers of communism or the dangers of dictatorship? Number two, will students learn only about communism in Cuba, or will they also learn about it in Russia, China, Vietnam, and Cambodia, and elsewhere? Number three, will they learn about the dangers of fascism and study the Nazis and their ideology? Will students learn about dictatorship, whether communist or fascist, and both an ideology with practices that have in common censorship of books, public media, suppression of dissent, jailing of dissidents, subservience of the judicial, legal authorities? So, Johnny, Diane is concerned that, you know, maybe teaching the evils of communism, we might not then teach about the evils of, as you said, authoritarianism, dictatorship, and realizing too that,
that's right.
Okay. So that's the slope. I also want to say when you're talking about, you know, hey, when we look at quote Marxism, socialism, communism, forms of government, you're talking about reading, you know, the literature that goes with that. I mean, that's what we do as social studies teachers. We learn about those because actually our goal and one of our is to teach kids about all kinds of forms of government. I look at this as kind of silly because it's a law that, first of all, we don't need this law because if there are social studies teachers in Florida, which I still hope there are, they're already teaching about communism and fascism and socialism and capitalism and you name it isms, because that's what it means to be well educated in a democracy such as America. That's what I'm thinking, Johnny.
Yeah, man, I agree with you, man. So Billy Ronnie down there in Florida with his, you know, ideas. The guy can't get out of his own way. Maybe we should just let him go a little bit more. So more ridiculous stuff from him. But there are great teachers in Florida. And you know what? There are great teachers all across this country and around the world that are teaching about democracy. And again, I'm going to give that definition I gave a couple months ago. It's my favorite, Tim. Decisions being made by those directly impacted by the decision being made. Democracy is decentralized governance, right? And so, you know, whether we've seen it in the form of a communist state or we've seen it in the form of a so-called democracy, right? We see a whole lot of centralized governance. We see a whole lot of, you know, we don't quite have a dictatorship, although, you know, I guess I bet when I get off the phone lines, someone like L.A. Tom will call in and say, we don't have a dictatorship, but we do have a corporate sort of dictatorship, corporations running as the ultimate authority. Yeah. Right. So, you know what, we got to be thinking about this in terms of how we teach in support of democracy and really what I see with the DeSantis stuff, Tim, and I'm glad you shared it because we talked about it in class on Thursday, too, with my social studies teachers. One of the things we said is, you know what? When are we going to start empowering children through education, not striking fear in them with our insecurities? That was a direct quote from a future teacher. She said, when are we going to start empowering students by teaching them and not hitting them with fear because of someone's insecurities? And this is like Ronnie DeSantis's insecurities. Oh, no, the communists are coming. And you know what's sad about this, Tim, is it's manipulative because there also are a lot of people who have mixed experiences from a communist government near to Florida. And so there are a lot of Cuban people. And so it's very manipulative on DeSantis's part to kind of create this myth and media hype around, whoa, the teachers are teaching about communism. We got to stop that. Teachers are teaching about democracy. And you know what? There are communist governments who had the goal and the hope of democracy, but got trapped in that loophole of you can't have authoritarian democracy. The two cancel each other out. You got to have either authoritarianism, right, tyranny of the leader, or, you know, maybe we have at best a benevolent leader, you know, like a King Arthur situation. But either way, that's not democracy. And democracy is decisions being made by those people directly impacted by the decision. Power to the people, a government for the people, by the people. And I'm stealing L.A. Tom's line because I'm on the phone, buddy. Come on, Tom, give us a call.
Hey, you know what, Johnny? When you hang up, you summoned L.A. Tom, and he is actually waiting in line now behind you. L.A. Tom,
I love it, man. Let me let you go.
Okay.
Love you guys, and we'll get back to regular routine soon. Listeners,
right,
thanks for listening. Catch us at the Minocqua Brew. I'm out.
All right, man. Later, Johnny Lupinacci. There he was, calling in from traffic, man, stuck out there. Communism, fear-based teaching. I like that point that one of his students was saying, when are we going to stop frightening kids and go for the empowering side? L.A. Tom, though, we said, you know, L.A. Tom probably has something to say about this. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Hey, buddy. First off, we the people, that means all of us, together, collectively, make up what we call government. That's why we pay taxes, because of the fact that we're supposed to get a return on investment from our taxes. Now, for all of you people out there that say you hate government and all these different things, then you know what? Look at it like you're saying I hate myself, because you are the government. And if you don't take a little bit of personal responsibility and realize that you're the government, then I guess that's what we'll end up with is an authoritarian dictator. Like we may end up with if everyone doesn't get out and vote in November and, end this craziness of what is fascism. It is the combination of the state and corporations. Now you tell me how close we are to fascism if you look at the actual definition of fascism. So, you know, people wake up. This is our country. This is about us. And you know what? Joe Biden, as an example, 10 years from now, he'll be gone. Like, he may be gone.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump may be gone. But you know what? Joe Biden is fighting for this democracy with everything he's got. He is fighting for the middle class. Like, we haven't had someone like him since FDR, fighting for the middle class. And that was the Republicans' whole plan, was to basically get rid of the New Deal, get rid of FDR. And you know what? I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there really benefit from Social Security, Medicare. They're trying to kill that already right now. The people really need to start looking at it and going, you know what? I think I'm going to go to selectacandidatequiz.com and take the quiz and find out how it is that I am voting against my best interest.
There it is, L.A. Tom. Always love when you give us a call, L.A. Tom. And sorry for cutting you off last night, man. I wasn't able to get back to you. We knew you were there. L.A. Tom giving us a call. Johnny Lupinacci calling in from traffic. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Your calls, 855-752-4842. Teaching about the evils of communism. How about teaching about the awesomeness of democracy as an antidote to communism? More on Busted Pencils when we get back.
On fire, 'cause I still have it.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship. 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With what you need to know, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum will host Sharing Space with Deke. The program will feature a live virtual conversation with astronaut Bob Crippen. Crippen was hired by Slayton in 1969 when the Air Force's manned orbiting laboratory was canceled. Following his space flights, Crippen served as director of the Space Shuttle Program and then director of the Kennedy Space Center, retiring in 1995. Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Bob Crippen, will be held this Sunday at 3 at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta. You may attend in person or via Zoom. Tickets priced at $10 are available online at DekeSlateMuseum.org. And Vice President Kamala Harris plans to return to Wisconsin next week for her third visit to the battleground state this year. President Joe Biden's campaign announced that Harris plans to campaign in La Crosse on Monday. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Quentin Tarantino is bound and determined to make his 10th film his last. The jury is still out on which film that will be, as he pulled away from a project he had in the works called The Movie Critic. The Hollywood Reporter also says he was working on an R-rated Star Trek film that has also fallen by the wayside. Tarantino maintains that directors do not get better as they get older, and he wants his filmography to remain unblemished. Actress Sydney Sweeney received an apology from producer Carol Baum. Baum, whose credits include Father of the Bride, badmouthed Sweeney while giving a talk in New York, relating to the audience what she told her students at USC, saying, "Explain this girl to me. She's not pretty and she can't act." The New York Post says that due to the backlash from Sweeney's representatives, Baum apologized, sort of, saying, "Crapping on an actor like that in public usually isn't my style." You sure? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy overnight, freeze warning with a low in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds and a high near 50 tomorrow, sunny and around 60 Sunday. A chance of rain into Monday. Increasing clouds, breezy and warmer with a high in the mid-60s. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws.
Crude and Dom.
The trial of the century has begun. Donald Trump, defendant! Tune in to the Devil's Advocates. We'll have all the opening statements and first aid testimony.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
A
over the flame. You have to cross the line just to remember where it lays.
Oh, you know where it lays, right here. Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Education talk, educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. Should we be teaching the evils of communism? Well, in Florida, they're doing it. Governor DeSantis has signed a bill into law mandating that we teach kindergarten through 12th grade the evils of communism. And I'll read from the Orlando Sentinel, where the story was had been broken. Flanked by veterans who served in the Bay of Pigs invasion, Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday signed a measure that will lead to the history of communism being taught from kindergarten through 12th grade in public schools. DeSantis said, "We're going to tell the truth about the evils of communism. The lessons are going to have to be age appropriate and developmentally appropriate, but they're going to focus on the atrocities committed in foreign countries under the guidance of communism. All of this will be spread across the curriculum K through 12, said Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. The Department of Education will draw up academic standards for the lessons. Oh, man, Anya, how forward thinking right there. You know, the evils of communism. We're not going to objectively teach communism. No, 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 no. In Florida, it's the evils of communism.
Yeah, I was sort of wondering, you said K 4 through 12 will get taught the evils. I was wondering what grades get the goods of communism or what grades maybe get the evils of some of these other things we've talked about. It's interesting to come out the gate with, we're going to teach the negative side. Very obvious. Yes.
We're going to teach the negative. It just reminds me, though, of what Johnny was saying with his student about the reality, though, of like, really, we're going to use fear. You know, right. We're going to scare people into, we're going to scare children. And this, though, is to me what's more frightening about the mandating of teaching the frightenings of communism is that why are we not extolling the virtues of democracy, pointing out possibly when democracy might be under attack, and looking at potentially sometimes putting the mirror up and taking a gander and potentially wandering and going, am I looking at democracy or am I looking at some kind of new age fascism marching on the way in? Because isn't Florida the state where they said you can't read books, you can't teach the truth, and if you work at a college and you believe in diversity, equity, and inclusion, you don't have a job anymore? Those are like things we might want to be teaching about the evils of creeping authoritarianism, maybe?
Yeah. I'll add to that list. Florida is one of those places where if you're the type of artist whose performance involves representing a member of a different gender, sometimes we call this drag, that's also not allowed or under severe criticism in Florida. Your liberty and freedom to wear what you want under attack in Florida, too. Yeah, it's quite interesting that these are the battles they pick.
Well, and see, and this goes, it's like, okay, dude, like, why are you doing the evils of communism as now? What are you hiding?
Yeah.
Are you really hiding? Because I'm worried, because if you're not extolling the virtues of democracy to the children of Florida, are you worried then that you're actually intentionally not teaching democracy because they might hold up that, you know, that mirror to the state that they live in and go, whoa, what in the heck is happening here? We learned about the freedom of the press, the freedom of truth, the freedom of expression, the freedom of thought. And we happen to be living in a state that has made laws against freedom. Uh-oh. So I see this also as that kind of another play, which is authoritarianism again, because mandating that you look over here at something evil while at the same time perpetuating similarities of evilness and then denying access to the knowledge that would set you free by understanding democracy and the values of liberty. Man,
yeah,
I just see, you know what I'm saying, Anya?
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.